Hey, Barstool Rundown listeners, you can find us every Monday through Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Rundown brought to you by Sport Clip Haircuts. They offer unique experience that exceeds the typical haircut from start to finish. Sport Clip stylists are experts in men's and boys' haircuts. With specialized training and techniques, cutting guys' hair can be harder than women's hair. Did you know that, Tommy?
I did know that.
You've cut women's hair?
No, I've
men's hair?
I've actually never cut hair, but realistically,
so how would you know that?
Because girls, it's long and you just go snip, snip, snip.
Guys, but they're much more particular about their hair than we are.
No, it's just cut a little off the bottom.
The worst
guys,
is when,
it's like, you gotta
the worst
style
is when it's like,
stuff.
Did you notice my haircut? It's like, no, because
yeah,
you got
like
a cool
thing
half
I've been
an inch.
Doing. I call it a dome slice. Have you guys ever heard anyone refer
no.
to it as a dome slice?
When you go to Sport Clips versus a place that cuts women's hair, you're getting stylists who are specifically trained to cut guys' hair. Sport Clips Signature Service is the MVP haircut.
Come on.
Riley.
Sorry,
bro. I like you.
It's the MVP haircut experience. It is so much more than a haircut. The legendary hot steam towel on your face. That massaging shampoo? Is that what we're going for?
Then? I would think so, yeah.
Massaging shampoo that makes you melt into your seat. It's the ultimate in relaxation. This is a Sport Clips near you for a haircut that exceeds the typical experience from start to finish. Get you a good dome slice.
Yeah.
It's cool to say that.
Not really. It sounds almost violent.
Yeah, no, just a dome slice. Oh, you get a dome slice? Nice. Nice dome
Have you ever
slice,
said that to
bro.
Anybody?
Yeah, everyone's like, oh my God, Tommy, you're the man.
Don't
All
do
right,
that.
So,
stop doing that.
Okay.
I just don't. I don't think it's going to.
It's not. I think I can make it catch on.
It's weirdly sexual.
It is sexual. A little sexual.
Dome? Dome?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone did say it sounds like if during a
you're getting
during
circumcised
oral sex there was a bite of some sort.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Or you're getting circumcised. Are you dome sliced? That's actually exactly what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's
what it means.
It means circumcision.
It yeah, it's whether or not
or
you're circumcised.
So just use context clues to figure it out.
Yo, bro, you dome sliced?
I
yeah,
am dome sliced.
Exactly, yeah.
So.
Couldn't be at work. I had to go get my kid dome sliced.
Mm-hmm. He's only a month
you
old.
You come to my kid's dome slicer yeah. on this Saturday?
My kid got dome sliced when he was still in the hospital.
All right, so last night, the big fight, Floyd Mayweather against Logan Paul. It appears to go 8 rounds. It appears to be whatever exhibition they wanted it to be, but you looked at the video that came out today on Twitter. There was one moment where Mayweather looked like he maybe accidentally knocked Logan Paul out, and he actually had to hold him up and make sure that he doesn't fall and ruin the rest of the fight. Your thoughts?
I watched it. It sucked, but I knew it was going to suck going in. I also am not going to hate on them just making money. Like,
right.
I don't know. Be mad at yourself if you bought it and you were disappointed. Like, I bought it knowing that I was going to be disappointed. So I wasn't disappointed. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think 100% of people knew the deal going in that bought it. No. I think 100% of people knew the deal going in, and they bought it knowing what it was going to be, but then they decided to either get the clout on Twitter or to look like, because you knew what it was going to be. Nobody that bought
I
that expected to
you.
See a great
Some
fight.
Some people thought there might have been a knockout.
Yes, because it's still boxing, and it's still Floyd Mayweather, mm-hmm. So they're like, well, someone's going to get knocked out. It was never going to happen. It was obviously exhibition. Whatever. I don't know.
What about the video of Mayweather knocking him out and then holding him up so he doesn't fall?
Smart.
They probably had a deal to go away. I thought they both came out looking pretty good. Like, Mayweather obviously probably could have knocked him out if he wanted to. He clearly is obviously the better boxer. But Logan Paul, I mean, I feel like the announcers on Showtime were really not giving him enough credit. They kept calling him a TikToker. He's not even a TikToker. But regardless, like, you go 8 rounds with one of the best boxers of all time. He was getting punched. Like, even if they say, oh, Mayweather could have knocked him out,
yeah.
Like, he didn't. He was still taking punches from Floyd Mayweather for 25 minutes, and I think he deserves some credit for
Also,
that.
Credit to the Paul brothers, because I think they've, like, figured out a way to... I was thinking about this. The coolest party that you can go to is, like, a post-boxing, big boxing match party.
Mm-hmm.
So they've figured out a way to just throw that for themselves.
So they forged
and make a shitload of money off
They forged a boxing career solely for the parties.
I think so. Yeah. I saw some of the highlights from it. It looked fucking
and
awesome.
And Floyd Mayweather was pre-scheduled to host a party at LIV after.
Right.
So, like, he knew that there was no way he was
going to
be...
That he was going to get touched up. Yeah. Right. No, I mean, he... Real boxers can't hit Floyd squarely.
Right.
Right.
A fake boxer would never be able to.
He caught him once. It looked like kind of square. But
I mean, the size difference was pretty substantial.
It was stark. It was stark.
But yeah, I don't know.
I'm not mad at it either. I mean,
You know what? I think it also they were smart enough to get it over with by like 11:30.
Yeah.
As crazy as it sounds.
It's weird to have it on a Sunday, though.
Right. It's weird on a Sunday, but as crazy as it sounds, I think whenever I think about when I'm most frustrated with a pay-per-view, it's like when I'm up at like 1:30 in the morning
right.
and I'm like, that fight sucked.
Yeah, especially if it was going to be a Sunday night. I think they knew that they had to wrap it up.
Right.
But I don't know. It was whatever.
So this weekend in the Barstool universe, or maybe the Cameo universe, a guy that used to work here, Jeff Nadu.
I don't know what you're referring to right now.
He tweeted out a video from a guy that you guys have been saying is a legend. I didn't know who he was before I got here. Tommy Cheeseballs. And Tommy Cheeseballs has a video of him calling out Rico Bosco, your good friend, and saying he's a Benny.
Rico Bosco, what's up, you fucking Benny? Listen, brother, it's out there, man. You are part of the Dickie Doo Club. You know what that means. Your stomach stick out more than your Dickie Doo. Do yourself a favor and everybody else a favor and stay to fucking Staten Island.
Now, what did you think of this video?
And a Dickie Doo.
And a Dickie Doo as well.
I told you before, I want it on the record as a writer. Brandon decided to add this topic at the last second.
I feel like you have to talk about this topic.
I talked about it. I said I'm a writer, so delete. And I retweeted it.
You refused to watch it, yeah. Just retweet.
Well, I retweeted it.
Do you ever watch these things and considering what you would do if you weren't a writer? Like how you would react?
Yeah, if I wasn't a writer, I'd be like, that's devastating to Rico.
Yeah.
He just got made a fool of. His main rival got to Tommy Cheeseballs first, albeit via Cameo, so
right.
kind of cheating. But still, you can't let your main rival get to Tommy Cheeseballs before you and call you a Dickie Doo because now any response doesn't really work. But again, I'm a writer, so I wouldn't say any of that.
What do you think Rico's response move here should be?
I think he just ignores.
Well, he immediately texted me and said he's not going to be in for the next 2 weeks for Pick Central. So
seriously?
I don't know if it was tied to it, but that did happen this weekend.
Interesting.
Couple minutes after the first video came out, or
I think it was. I think I don't know when the video came
out.
I'm
a writer, so I don't. This is a. You know what?
Yeah,
I can't really
I'm
be
a
seen
writer.
Here.
I'm also. A
I can't
writer,
really
so.
Be seen here.
So I'll say one thing about Jeff Nadu.
You don't sound like a writer.
Oh,
you sound
fine.
Like, dare
sure.
I say a scale.
I'm whatever I need to
You're
be.
You're a scale.
I'm whatever I need to be. But Jeff Nadu, why'd you wait till? You know, 6 months after you were at Barstool to start doing all this funny shit. Why didn't you do it when you were here?
Fair question.
Now you're sounding more
now
like
you
a
might
rider.
Be a writer. Yeah.
Right.
You just went back to writer territory.
I mean, he had the opportunity when he was here to...
But now you're saying that he's doing content worthy of being hired here? Because that's a scale.
I don't hire people, so I don't
but
know.
But would you give a... If Dave walked into your office...
I'm just saying if me and Nadu were co-workers and he did the video of the cheese balls, I'd be like... Wow, that was really good.
Wait,
he doesn't
but,
work here, though.
But if
so.
Dave asks your opinion, he's like, hey, Brandon, what do you think? Should we bring this guy back? Sit down? Great podcast?
I...
Subscribe everywhere podcasts get made?
I think we all... I think he had a great shot.
All right, so you're a writer.
He voluntarily gave it up.
You're a writer.
I don't know if this helps or hurts Nadu's case, but I feel like nothing has changed since he stopped working.
No, correct.
Like, the exact
he's just
amount
not
of content
getting a
I assume
was,
from Nadu is
so
the same
stupid
whether
to not
or not
just
he's
keep
working.
Riding, no pun intended, but pun intended, keep riding out exactly what he was doing of just being a foe.
He could have just been an enemy for
the
forever.
Only difference is he's now not getting paid.
Correct.
Not
everything
getting paid.
Else
correct.
Is the same.
Correct.
I feel like that's a very big difference.
For him, not for us.
That's true. We're still getting the same thing.
Yeah.
I'm just a writer. I want that. Mackenzie, please make sure that says it on the lower
but
bar.
Dave tweeted it, too, and Dave's a writer as well.
Right.
Biggest writer, Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm. Rider Moore.
Rider Moore.
Yeah.
Which Hank, by the way, has ruined that text message because he's always on Rico's side, and Dave and I like to fuck with Rico, but Hank comes to his defense, so I don't know what I'm going to do with that.
We'll just start one without Hank on it.
Well, that's what we had. But then he was like, I'm on Mount Ridermore. I deserve to be on. I was like, you know what? You're right. But now, I don't know. It's a big...
You're gonna
that text message is like, was probably the the happiest thing I have.
I mean, Mount Rushmore isn't the only memorial in this country that you can just, you can think of something else that's like a three-person.
No,
three
it was. Person thing. It was me, Dave, and Rico. And it was probably the happiest, like, content thing that I did, where it was like every time something happened, Dave and I would text each other on this text thread.
Right.
Pretending that Rico wasn't on the text thread, being like, did you see this? Like, I wonder what Rico's going to say. And then he'd be like, I saw it, and be like, oh, shit, but you know you're on this, Rico. But now it's all fucked up because now I'll text that. Like I said, hey, Dave, did you see this Tommy Cheeseballs video?
Yeah.
What is Rico going to do? And then Hank chimed in and was like, well, like, it was a disgusting video. It's like, well, now it's ruined.
Takes the magic away.
Yeah, I don't know. It's troubling to me.
Have you considered removing him from the group?
I have, but I think that will cause...
add fuel to the fire.
Yeah, more issues on Mount Ridermore. I don't know. These are the things that keep me up at night.
You said this was your favorite content thing to do.
This is not like... Yeah, it's content... Yeah, I guess it's content adjacent.
Right, it's just... This is like your personal life.
It's my favorite running joke.
Yes,
it's my favorite running joke that, like, happens that, like, no one sees.
Yeah.
That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
It gives me the most joy of, like, anything that's content adjacent but never sees the light of day.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so this weekend, John Rahm had a six-shot lead at the Memorial and had to give it up, had to walk away a $1.8 million purse. He tested positive for COVID. The only thing I really bring it up for is it felt like we were past guys having to sit.
Did you hear what happened?
It felt like all the guys were going to get COVID already got it, and this wasn't going
to
happen anymore.
He was with someone who had COVID, and then he rushed to get the vaccine.
Oh, boy. He tried to sneak one at the bus.
Yeah. He's like, fuck, damn. Let me just get this shot real quick.
Too late.
Like,
yeah.
It's like buying a condom after you have sex.
Yeah, right, exactly. I don't know why, though, they didn't let him play in the morning.
Yeah, I just thought about that. And
What was that look?
Jake, come here.
What was that look?
What was the light? What was
you
the look,
gave
Jake?
Me a look. I just looked over. No, you gave me a look.
Why did you look at him like
what
that?
What was the look?
There was no look.
Dude, you I fucking gave over. Me fuck me eyes
no,
from
I
across
didn't.
The room.
All right, walk behind here and then look at the camera like you look at a big cat.
Well, I was walking over to say hi to the fellow interns.
Yeah, yeah.
I looked over. I saw the rundown was happening.
No, do it into the camera.
I looked over.
Oh, fuck. There
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, he was like.
It's more of a deer in headlight.
He was like this.
You ready?
Oh,
and then kept. All right. I'll see you
every
after.
Every intern
all right.
Has
okay.
A thing.
All right, cool.
He wants to fuck with that.
I guess yeah. So. It stopped me dead in my tracks. We locked
eyes. I understand. Yeah. Why I couldn't play in the morning? I thought about that, and ultimately, right? If like somebody that went to this tournament got COVID next week, and somebody died. You couldn't prove that.
You wanted to look at me again.
You couldn't prove John Rahm didn't give it to him, right?
The look has me all fucked up.
You're right? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We'll talk
to
John Rahm later.
It's okay. It's all right. No. I just think they should have let him play by himself in the morning.
Yeah, it's really the only sport where that's possible.
You can play by yourself.
Yeah. Right. Like, why not?
No caddy.
Let him play on Monday by himself. I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess
you shoot
him
with
a
camera and then
yeah,
air
it
later.
He has to, like, recorded himself, like Riggs versus.
All right, friends, we got 123.1 to the flag. Pretty good drive for us.
There was a solution there that they didn't even want to try.
$1.8 million.
Yikes.
That's the thing about golf, too. Like,
you
have to win your money.
That's also, like, look, I'm not going to tell people they should get the vaccine or not, but if you are someone who, I will tell people to get the vaccine. What the fuck am I saying? Get the vaccine. I don't give a fuck. I'm just saying there's people who think it's very political. Whatever. If you're someone who could lose $1.8 million because you could get COVID, I think you'd want to get the vaccine.
How many other golfers signed up for the vaccine today?
Someone else was like, I'm not going to say whether or not I got the vaccine. That means you didn't.
Right. Well, or they did, but they're afraid their audience doesn't want them to.
I don't understand this whole thing.
I am vaccinated.
No, I'm not vaccinated.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Are you? Okay.
You say, yeah, I am. You say, you can say, you won't say whether you are or you aren't. That's what you need to say.
Oh, I will not say whether
That's
I am.
That's my point. Okay. It's like, you need to start saying that.
Yeah.
You should be like, I'm not, I don't feel comfortable saying.
But I'm very comfortable saying I don't have it.
The virus or the vaccine?
Oh, yeah, because you got the antibodies.
Yeah, I got the super COVID, so I'm good for a while.
You got super COVID?
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, but you should start saying that as a line.
I will.
I don't
but
feel
also,
comfortable.
I have an appointment to get the vaccine, so.
No, don't say. Don't ruin that.
But I can't tell you
whether or not he has an appointment to get the vaccine.
Done, gotten
I just like
maybe
that line because it's like, why? No one would ever say I don't feel comfortable saying whether or not I have it if they had it.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like it's the most confusing way to just say I haven't gotten the vaccine.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant. Kevin
People Durant. Are gonna get mad at me, by the way, for that.
That's fine.
Isn't that crazy?
I balanced it out. They'll get mad at both of us. Just won't get mad at Tom.
Yeah.
They will get mad at
him? No, they'll get mad at me not having it. They'll get mad at him for telling people to get it.
Mm-hmm.
I just have it.
And they'll get mad at you because you're just you.
Right.
Just remember when you're about to type out a mean comment to me or
remember
Brandon
when
about
I
the
said,
vaccine.
Remember when I said
Tommy's
here.
Tommy's here.
Remember Tommy. When I referred to a haircut as dome slice.
Yeah, just take out all your vaccine anger, whether it's for people who don't have it,
he's
whether
on
people
one
who
side,
do have
I'm
it.
On the other. And there's
Tommy. Tommy's the worst. I wish we had a vaccine for Tommy.
Wow.
I'd get that every That's day.
Nice. Fact check me.
Right?
That's good stuff.
That was good.
Kevin Durant went on a date with Lana Rhodes. Porn star Lana Rhodes?
Oh, you don't know? Nice try.
What was that? She's pregnant?
I thought he was saying big tits.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I thought she was saying big tits, too. She's pregnant with Kevin Durant's baby?
No, I don't think so.
Kevin Durant went on a date, and then he brought a back. Can you tell me, because you wrote this down.
Yeah, so basically, Lana Rhodes was on a podcast, and she said, I went on a date with a Nets player who's a Libra, and he was really boring, and he brought a backup date with him, and she left in the middle of the date. And then if you look at the Nets roster, Kevin Durant is the only Libra.
I love this.
Is it fair to say if he brought a backup date that he wasn't actually on a date with Lana Rhodes?
No, it's a backup date.
Yeah.
How do you bring a backup date?
What are you talking about?
If you bring the person on the date,
no, I think she
that's
sits
your
there.
Date.
Oh, no, I think she sits at the table behind,
in
the bullpen.
No.
And he goes like this?
No, Kevin Durant. Yeah, it's...
Well, that's his date, then.
But it's genius. No.
Then that's a three-person
Kevin Durant's like, I'm going out to dinner, and I'm going to fuck.
Right.
If the date doesn't go well...
I'm fucking this one.
Yeah.
Right, but she's not at the same table.
I think so.
No. I think Durant and Lana Rhodes are on a date.
No.
On their own date, and then he has a backup date at the table.
If he comes to the restaurant with the girl, that's his date. That's not his backup date.
No, he said he declared that it's a backup date. It's like declaring an offensive lineman eligible as a receiver.
I've been a backup date.
It's declaring an offensive lineman eligible as a receiver. This is my backup date.
Yeah.
We could fuck.
It's actually sort of nice that he told Lana Rhodes he has a backup.
So she knows she's not a starter?
Oh, the backup date knows she's a backup.
But she's eligible
to
receive.
But she's like, hey, with Kevin Durant. Like,
she can get like six-man of the year award.
She did the thing. What do they do? They do this, right? They do this when they get to the line of scrimmage.
All right, so also NBA playoffs, Harden's hurt. We had a game 7. Clippers beat the Mavs. Kawhi was awesome. Luka was awesome.
Luka was awesome.
Luka might be the best player I've ever seen.
Yeah, but also I was saying this on PFT, but no, he has that in his back pocket where he can get in shape. Like, he's doing all this and he's not in shape.
A little trouble,
yeah, right. Makes it scary.
Yeah, it just looks so effortless. Like, it just seems like he could score any time he wants to.
I mean, Cuban's got to go find him at number two, though, right? Kristaps isn't it.
No.
Tim Hardaway.
And they're just a bad roster outside of Luka.
Correct.
It's very, very similar to the team LeBron got to the finals in Cleveland. I don't think he's LeBron good, but he's very, 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 very good. Hockey stream tonight. They're back at Borelli's. Saturday, it was another crazy-ass thing up there. Hurricanes? Is it Hurricanes?
Hurricane O'Reilly's.
O'Reilly's.
My favorite bar.
There was Saturday. It had the great picture of Frankie standing here like this with Marina's
Who's
head
the bad
down.
Guy?
It was – Frankie was incredible.
Yeah.
Frankie was awesome.
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
It's out of my
fuck
face,
you! Fuck you! Fuck you! And fuck all of you! Not my fucking dick!
The only thing I'm worried about is there's no counterpoint to Frankie.
Yeah,
like Fights is a diehard Bruins fan, but he isn't crazy like fuck you to everyone, right?
Oh, you're saying like Apparelli's
thing. Right. There's
I could see Grinnell trying to do it.
He's trying, but there's no Frankie is Frankie.
RA's on a tape delay by about 30 seconds.
Yeah. I think it's inside.
Oh, that was so great when he was like Oh, okay, that happened.
It's like an iconic picture of like all the Bruins fans mad, yes, all the Islander, or just Frankie celebrating. Yeah, R.A. just still waiting to
yeah,
see
he's
whether
like, they're
it's a
all
goal or
reacted,
not.
And then
yeah.
R.A. is just looking
like
at 10 it like
15 seconds behind. He's like watching on YouTube TV, and everyone else is watching on cable.
It was so good. Yeah, I mean, it was. I mean, it's incredible. Yeah, it's that one. No, wait, no, it's not that one. Not that one. Sorry.
Yeah, he also did the old person
the
thing.
Before.
Yeah, I love that move. I love that move from R.A.
What has nobody's done that since like 1985?
Yeah, shit. Yeah. I don't know.
I think it might have been Thursday night's game actually. Where
Stu will be at Borelli's tonight as well.
Oh, okay. Great. Stu Finer.
That makes it great.
That is going to be fantastic. It really is. It's some of the best live streams I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that also hype.
Sorry,
video.
Sorry, Kenji, I might have sent you down a path of.
That's all right.
Maybe be. There.
Think it's there?
Maybe. No.
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 No. I think it was June 3rd, perhaps.
No.
No.
Okay. No.
Who's taking these pictures?
It's a professional agency.
Aria?
Oh yeah, we did have a professional photographer there, right?
Yes.
Oh. No, keep going. I don't think we're gonna get it.
Yeah.
No, we're gonna get it.
So the hockey stream.
Hold this thought.
Can I get a?
You want to get the fuck me eye guy back?
No, Jake. Did Jake hear me?
Yeah. This is gonna.
What's
pay
the
off.
Score? In the bottom of the ninth?
Yeah.
No. One up. All right.
I think our best chance here is to go to Frankie's Twitter.
I think we're fine. I don't think we're going to have it.
The least? Well, now it's more of a...
No, we already looked at Frankie. All right. Yeah. Good call.
We're gonna go back
good
through.
Call. There.
Oh,
no,
nope.
Good call.
That's the one we saw.
Good call, wait. McKenzie. Viva the Stool account. Yes.
There was Tommy Cheeseballs.
No.
That's...
No, but go back a little. It's this night, I think.
Yeah. Tommy screwed you up because
it was the game winner for the Bruins in game 3.
Right, that's
when
what I'm saying.
Everybody
that's
June,
night.
Too far back. Yeah. June 3rd. 2nd, right?
No, June.
Yeah, she's June 2nd.
So we're
now.
Looking for June 3rd here.
I
think we passed it.
Forget it.
Now we're forgetting it? We're so far, we're so deep in the. Now we're Barstools. We have to go through 9,000 tweets.
No, there's no way it's going to be on.
No, okay. It might be.
Hockey stream tonight, Borelli's going to be electric. Series tied at 2. I like the Islanders money line.
What is that?
That's the one we keep getting fooled by.
No, what's the Islanders money on?
Oh, like ones. Big Ev, what's the Islanders money line? Like 160? 150, yeah. A naked girl.
Oh,
yeah, that's it.
Okay.
I found the picture.
We already found it.
Yeah.
Well, now we only have half of it.
No, that's
it. It was all right.
It wasn't as good as we thought it would be.
No.
Blame Tommy on that one.
Well.
No, it is funny. Everyone's
it's a great
cheering.
Picture. I mean, you got.
And RA's looking like squinting his eyes. Like, what's going on here? Yeah, it's a good picture.
That was not a great return.
It wasn't
on that.
Worked that long.
No. RA, though, is he coming to Borelli's? Yeah. RA is a great addition.
I assume all the Bruins guys
will,
are going to be there.
RA will be there.
Okay, great. Because RA is very fun to watch as well. This move was so fucking. Right. It's old school.
I think I'm like an Italian uncle.
Yeah.
Not specifically.
A naked girl down in Florida at the Ocala, Florida Outback, or at least one of them, just goes viral from walking in there, standing on the bar, naked, and fucking all sorts
Buck
of
naked?
Shit up. And she got naked as she could be.
Naked?
And
she's just a naked girl?
Naked as could be. Hot
yeah.
girl.
Let me see the picture.
Normally you hear hot Florida or naked Florida person, you think
naked.
Not hot. She was, in fact,
let's see
hot.
The
but
picture.
She was 53.
She's not 53.
Yeah, I thought this. I watched the
that
video.
That girl's not 53.
That's
a woman. Yeah. She's a woman. What point does a girl become a woman to you?
Oh, like 39?
14? Shit, that was bad.
Yeeks.
Gotcha.
I had the same thought where
she's
I was 53?
Like. She's 53?
Yeah, that's what the blocks. Good for her. Still,
I mean, everything's in real good shape.
In the right spot. Yeah.
Okay, so this is the naked
this is her.
Woman.
All right, there she is. She's...
You would not think 53 from her.
Well,
this is
an Outback
out now.
Yeah, but you can see the position.
What's going on with her?
She's all mad. She, I don't know.
I think they're out.
Give her some of that the brown bread they have it out back. It's so good.
Oh, the good butter.
Yeah.
Honey wheat.
That would shut anything.
I mean, clearly people are just all filming this. This is before or after hours. I assume, I don't know what, but does she work there and she get all pissed and say, "I'm going to get naked and throw all your shit down"?
Now I want to go to an Outback.
This Jeff, makes you want to go to an Outback.
Jeff DeLoe, yeah, probably.
Dude, might be a naked.
Tears in his eyes watching this video.
Yeah.
All right.
What happened, Big Ev?
Let me see the ad again. 2-1 count, man on third, two outs.
6-5.
Why do I have to do this? Okay, all right.
You tell us the pitch.
With fair prices, unexpected colors, and clean original designs, Movement has grown into one of the fastest-growing watch brands. Now Movement has expanded into blue light glasses that protects your eyes from your screens, minimalist jewelry, and more style essentials that do not break the bank. We got to spend all day in front of our computer, and our Everscroll blue light filtering glasses are a game changer. It really helps with the eye strain and poor sleeping patterns, and we love the modern style of the frames. If you want to elevate your look with style that doesn't break the bank, then join the Movement and get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/rundown. Again, that's mvmt.com/rundown. Red Sox, for the first time since 2011.
What? There you go.
We got it. Got it?
Thank you, Jake.
Nice.
It's just college baseball. Not a big
deal. No, he doesn't.
I know. I appreciate it, Big Cat, but I wanted to get clarification. And plus, Jake came around the corner, and you know Jake's handsome.
You wanted to get a look at Big Cat?
Yeah.
Fact checked, he is.
Mississippi State, they got a good team,
yeah,
right?
Very good, very good. There you go.
They won a lot of national titles.
Gonna play
Time they had Rafael Palmeiro and Will Clark on the same team.
Well, their ace pitcher got hurt in the semifinal game.
Are they like a good seed or whatever?
Very good seed, yeah. We're a national seed. We're the number 7 seed in the country. That's very good. Top 8.
Oh, overall 7.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, that is
good. So is it Omaha next?
No, we'll play Notre Dame in the Super Regional, and if we beat them 2 out of 3, then we'll go to Omaha.
How many teams go to Omaha?
8. Ben Mintz has already got everything planned out in Omaha.
How many Mississippi State baseball championships would it take to equal one football one?
30.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
But they have 0.
Oh.
Mississippi State's actually the only major university that has 0 national championships in all sports.
That's not true.
That's absolutely true.
There are others. We're not the only one.
No.
We don't have any, but we're not the only one.
Name a school. I'll tell you.
Iowa State.
Iowa State definitely won a wrestling national championship.
You just made that up just because they're from Iowa.
Look it up.
Yeah.
Wrestling counts now?
I just said, you don't have any national championships in anything.
We won disc golf a couple years ago and bass fishing, which are club sports.
Iowa State.
And we got cheated out of a women's national title.
Yes, confirmed.
By who?
Got it. What? Iowa State.
Does he even
national title.
Cross country, gymnastics, and wrestling.
Look at this.
Dance
powerhouse.
Team. Men and women's
Idiot.
Cross country.
Name one. Go ahead.
Every team I think of just has an obvious one. Like I almost said Syracuse, and they have an obvious one.
Right.
Kansas State.
Kansas State, they probably have a wrestling one, too.
Rowing.
But no, they're not everybody wrestles. Rowing, they don't have water in Kansas.
Yes, they do.
Soccer, that was electric last night.
They might have a soccer national title.
That was fantastic. 3-2.
What does Kansas State have?
U.S. wins over Mexico 3-2 in the CONCACAF Championship.
So if they lost last night, they would have not been in the
none?
World Cup.
A lot of conference championships.
I don't think that's true at all.
I don't
okay.
think
I thought
they have
I saw
none?
National. One tweet that said
no,
that.
No
find
national.
Find me one Kansas State national title.
Can't do it. I told you, we're not the only
please.
One. We do not have a national title, but we're not the only one.
Oh, they don't have those in college.
Please find me one.
Well, don't have what?
I said a spelling bee, and then I said they don't have those in college.
Anything.
Yankees got swept by the Red Sox.
Yeah, I mean.
Find me a fucking national title. Can someone give me a national title from Kansas State?
Kansas State captured at least 10 championships in the old Kansas Conference in track, baseball,
there we
football,
go. That counts.
Basketball.
We have individuals.
No.
Yes,
no.
We do.
Ooh.
We had some track. We had a pole vault or a long jumper, a high jumper, one of them a couple of years ago. And the 1,500 meters, his name was – it was cool, man. We definitely want some individuals.
It doesn't count as an individual if it's pole vaulting, though.
Correct.
Yes, it does.
No, Tommy's right.
Yeah,
100% it does.
That's a new rule.
You ever watch the Olympics?
Yeah.
They get gold medals, don't they?
Boring.
I love the Olympics.
Okay,
you don't like the Olympics?
Some of the stuff.
I love it all.
Some of the stuff.
Are we going to have an Olympics?
Yeah, I think so.
The 2020 Olympics. Stuff.
Like, you can get into, what name an Olympic event?
Swimming?
Dressage.
Dressage? Mm-hmm. Swimming's cool because we dominate it. Rowing. I like the shit we win.
I like diving. I like swimming. I like
Yeah, all right, team. Fine. I like the Olympics.
Basketball. Everybody loves the Olympics.
Well, the summer is way better than the winter.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, although, no, I like figure skating. That shit's awesome. What is that supposed to mean?
Pervert.
What? How's that a pervert? You're basically like a cousin of Tanya Harding.
Are you okay?
No, I was trying to kick it up in my hands.
What was the last thing?
It was a normal
Oh, the soccer
reaction.
Game was sick.
We never talked about the Yankees.
Oh, yeah, the Yankees suck.
They're pathetic.
I already did it.
I'm taking your pinstripes away if you don't fix this.
No Yankee right now deserves to have their pinstripes.
No, I'm not taking Garrett Cole.
It's a pinstripe-less organization.
What about Gardy?
Gardner sucks so bad, right? It's tough to take it away from a champion, but right now I'm
you can't
I'm
take
taking
away from
him away
I
from
didn't
the
know you
entire
could take
organization.
Away pinstripes.
No, not from Gardy.
I can. Yeah,
not from
no, Brian Cashman should be. I've officially called for the firing.
Cashman's
Aaron
got
Boone
his pinstripes.
Brian Cashman. No, he doesn't.
How many Aaron Boone has them.
Cashman, I mean, if you he started in like 98 or 99, but those were Gene Michaels teams that he built. You could give him the 09 World Series, I guess, but he hasn't won in 12 years since then.
I mean, you guess. You absolutely have to give it to him.
Yeah, sure. I'll give it to him. But one in 20 years, I mean, that's average. That's league average, almost.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. They've been to one World Series in 11 years.
Red Sox
15.
There's 20 teams.
It's below
there's not
league
20
average.
Teams.
Right, but there's close
the Giants
to that.
Won three
there's 30
in
teams.
6 years, 4 years.
Yeah. The Yankees are.
Right, but saying there would be. There's only been 20 World Series handed out, and there's 30 teams.
Right, it's about
so it can't
league
be
average.
League average.
It's about league average.
Right?
This is. No, I can't even pretend to do the math.
Right, if you had one in 30 years, that would be, I guess, average statistically.
But I wouldn't say over half the league has won in the last 30 years, right?
In the last 30 years, I would say probably about 15 teams have won.
All right, let's do it. Well, right. So what's 30 years from now?
I was going to go
1991.
Twins. Blue Jays. Wait. No. Braves.
Yankees.
Marlins. Yankees.
Diamondbacks.
Angels. Marlins. Is anybody counting?
Red Sox.
No, I know
yes.
you're at.
I'm counting.
There's 04 now.
Red Sox, White Sox, Cardinals.
Yep.
Red Sox. Phillies, Yankees, Giants, Cardinals, Giants,
Red Sox,
Giants, Royals,
Cubs,
17, Astros, 18,
Red Sox,
Red Sox,
again.
Yeah,
19
then Nationals,
then Dodgers,
that's 18,
Cubs,
how many?
18 different teams.
Okay, oh, we were supposed to count?
I was counting. Yeah.
Oh. I just wanted to do that.
That's yeah, no,
that was
very
impressive, by the way.
I can go all the way back to 1903.
Keep going.
Huh?
Back.
Give me a year to start.
1942.
All right.
That's tough. It's a war year. I can start in 1945.
1945.
Tigers beat the Cubs. 46, Cardinals beat the Red Sox in seven games. 47, the Yankees beat the Dodgers. 48, the Indians won. 49, the Yankees won. 50, the Phillies won.
Nope.
God damn it. 51 was the Phillies.
50 was Yankees.
51 Phillies?
Yeah.
51 Yankees.
I think they just won almost all of them.
They won
the
a bunch, yeah. All right, I will
27 rings, bro.
Yeah, I mean.
That's the rundown.
It's not even worth saying. Yeah, but that's the rundown.
Do you think 28 rings won't sound as cool?
It hurts that 8 is one less syllable than 7.
Brent, give me one more. 73.
A's. They won 72, 73, and 74.
They sure did.
Yeah, 27 rings, definitely.
27, but that's just because we're so used to saying it because they've been such a loser organization for so long.
Just keep it like 60s and on.
Okay.
1982.
Cardinals. Or the Brewers in
1983.
Orioles.
And how many?
1988.
88, Dodgers over the A's in 5 games.
Is that the Kirk Gibson home run?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Impressive.
I know.
Wait, Brandon, you're so good at this. Did your trivia team do well in the dozen tournament?
One third of my trivia team did outstanding.
Fran?
Really, I can neither.
Why don't you?
Are you
should actually,
are you looking for new teams?
Wait. I'm going to throw something out there. You should be a one man team. That would be hilarious.
I would. No comment.
I mean, he should be a one-man team. The Brain? We call you The Brain? Holy
the brain.
Shit. Yeah, The Brain. He should be his own team.
Does he get 1v3? Does he still get Lifeline?
Yeah, he still gets everything else normal,
okay.
But it's The Brain.
The brain.
So it's like every other normal team, and then it's just the brain.
I like that.
Because, like, really, Brandon's going to take all the glory if he wins anyway, so might as well just really be the guy.
The thing is, there's no downside to him having teammates. They're only going to know answers.
No, there is downside. Because,
but Brandon Walker doesn't get talked out of right answer.
Right, so that's why he should be – but he should be the brain. Like, that would be so entertaining to watch it, like, every – there's three-man teams and then the brain. You should be the brain.
Well,
you
I'm
should honestly.
I
know, but it would be funny if you were the brain. Brandon the Brain Walker?
We'll talk. Yeah, fine.
Come on.
Yeah.
What a heel.
I'm picturing you like, love Bobby sort of in a,
yeah.
like you're the Oz and the Wizard of Oz, like behind a curtain.
Right.
Of some sort.
I'm never even behind a curtain. Because
just think about this. If you won by yourself, I mean. Well, if you won with a team, like, you would have to share the credit.
LeBron and Jordan needed teammates.
But no, but Brandon wants to get the credit all for himself.
Right, I'm saying.
That's 100% true, yes.
Right, so you should
only really care about individual glory.
Yeah, correct.
But
so that's why it'd be so funny.
When we lost, I was fine because I got like six
I was going to say, I feel the same exact way. The thing about keeping players is that you then have someone to blame if you do lose.
No, I like Brandon the Brain Walker going up 1v3.
We'll work on it.
All right.